The following presentation is a production of 92.5 XTU.
It's Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU. It is Raz on the radio with the president of Yee Yee Enterprises.
Yes, I'll take
Granger Smith. I heard Earl Dibbles and Granger Smith did a thing together.
They did.
That's weird.
Music video. I'm glad I borrowed him for that video because it's now the fastest rising video of my career.
Is it really?
It went to 1 million in 3 days. That's
a
record.
Holy moly.
That's a record even for Earl.
Wow. Earl, I think Earl's going to put you over the top, dude. You're going to be, thanks to Earl.
We're going to sign a contract. We're going to sign a contract.
Some of myself.
it's cool because this is the first song of a new project I'm doing that we're releasing one song, one music video every single month this year. Then the album comes out at the end. So the album is the end of the project instead of the beginning.
Is that weird? Is that like a weird diagram to set up something?
The theory behind that is I've put out a lot of albums, and you put out a record, then you promote two or three songs, and you work really hard. You put up music videos, and you tell their stories, and you market them. And then it's time for a new album, and you've just forgot 9 or 10 songs you completely scrap.
Yeah.
That always have some kind of important meaning to me. And so this is a way that every song is going to have its own time, its own video, its own chance to be heard and to be connected to.
Every artist is rewriting the rules of music and distribution and everything. It used to be the old formula.
Yeah.
You know, I love the stories of you see the guys on the road and they're going into radio stations and they're putting $20 bills and, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Like I know it's way different now, and there's really no rules in the digital era.
Yeah.
In the digital age. And if you could get something started for yourself, I mean, look at Came Round. Look at you. I mean, you guys started just having fun with your friends in your bedroom and going out into, you know, the world and just doing stuff to just have creative laugh with your friends.
Absolutely. It boils down to the fans. And if we believe, which I do, that they can consume more than one song from one artist in a month, then this plan wins for the fans. Absolutely.
Now, a lot of folks have been saying, and we're getting way off the reservation here, radio's an old art, but radio is still important in the development of all of this because we still have that huge, massive reach on a daily basis. I think we sell our listeners short a little bit by saying they can't consume more than a song a month, but it's proving that they can.
Well, and here's where radio comes into my plan, and I think it works perfectly, because if I put out one song a month, then say I go, Raz, this song, I know it's June, but the song we put out in April, look at the metrics on this thing. That people love this song. This is going to work in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, man, I can't deny that. Absolutely.
It's starting to become a very important part of what we do.
Sure.
It's no longer the handshake and the, hey, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, thing.
Yeah.
It's
gut feeling.
It's scientific. It's like your bank account, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at it and you go, didn't do pretty well this month.
Yeah.
And next month it looks a little different. And, you know, as long as the stats are going your way.
Absolutely. So
the
radio doesn't have to play a song for only 1 month. You're going to play a song, hopefully, for many months. But I'll be able to present you what I think, and we could all agree, is the perfect song for the perfect market.
You're a thinker. I love that. First thing I learned about you was like, man, Granger's always thinking about stuff. You're always calling your team and, you know, you bring on the people that, you know, help you with marketing or help you with like the energy drink or help you with whatever. I mean, you always get the experts around you, and that's really
great.
It's
just fun. It's all fun. Music business is all fun. It's all fun.
You know, like you don't seem stressed about it. Like you're always smiling and you're always happy. Like some guys you see coming around, it's like, you're not working.
You know, all we're doing, 200 years ago, people sat around a campfire and told stories. That's all we're doing now, just at a much different level. You know,
lucrative.
It's fun.
I mean, maybe
it's fun, and you get to make a little money in the meantime if you want.
Maybe Og the storyteller got more meat.
Yeah, maybe he got another lamb chop or something.
It's always good to talk to you, Granger. What's your summer look like? Are you coming out?
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
We'll be out in your area, too.
All right.
It's going to be a lot of fairs and festivals.
Granger Smith here on Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU.
Check out more of our podcasts at 92.5XTU.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.